Miss Emma Borden visits her sister in jail. Double rows of 6 silver eyelets strung with black laces on each of my shoes. 1 window with 1 ugly lock. 12 roses linking vines around my teacup's rim, 10 and an orphaned petal on the saucer, which was chipped and dirty. When Lizzie, sulking, refused to speak to me, I counted up the prison matron's room. 2 Bibles, 1 tempting deck of cards, 1 table, 1 threadbare woolen rug, 1 door. 20 days since our parents' murders. That morning when I came to sit with her, Lizzie threw herself upon the couch and sobbed that I had given her away. "No, never," I cried. "And how could I, when you are innocent?" In the next room, the matron, whose room Lizzie occupied, was listening. Anyone could hear. Lizzie, sniffling, turned her back to me. I drew near the single wooden chair and stroked her arm, her skin burning hot beneath the black mourning rags. Poor girl, she'd been the one to find our father killed, chopped to bits like a block of party ice. I wonder that she didn't swoon. I'm sure I would have, had I been home that day. Our stepmother lying dead upstairs, father below, the stifling August heat, the house still reeked of blood when I came home. Lizzie had closed all the windows and curtains against the gawkers and sat in the parlor with friends, discussing undertakers, eating cake. And yet today her strength seemed to fail. Mrs. Regan bustled about, pretending to tidy up the room, chatting with Lizzie. I was counting fringes on the rug when her voice turned sly. "There's one simple thing, Miss Borden, I wager you cannot do." "Indeed, and what is that?" Lizzie chirped. "Break an egg." Lizzie looked insulted. "Mrs. Regan, I can break an egg." "Not the way I'd have you do it." The crone licked her dry lips. "Will you bet a dollar?"
"A quarter."
The matron hurried off to fetch the egg. When her footsteps faded, I hissed, "Lizzie, what are you doing? You cannot gamble when you are in prison, soon to be on trial for your life." She smoothed her dress. "It's just a game, Emma, to pass the time. You worry too much." Mrs. Regan was back in a blink. She must have had the wager planned, carrying a speckled egg. She had Lizzie stand away from me in case she broke it wrong. An egg would stain my dress. "Hold it thus in your right hand and squeeze as hard as you can." Lizzie took the egg, smirked at me, and folded her long fingers over it. Her knuckles whitened, the cords of her wrist popped up, but the egg remained whole. Lizzie stood straight, drew a manly breath, and squeezed as if to crush the life that never was from the innocent egg. Then she opened her hand and almost threw the pale, uncracked thing at Mrs. Regan. The woman caught it, barely. I knew Lizzie was angry, but she sounded cheerful when she said, "That is the first thing I undertook to do that I never could." I paid the matron. Both coin and egg vanished in her pockets. She'd boil it for her supper, probably. I hoped she'd choke on it. My sister calmly smiled, fixed her eyes on a vacant spot just above our heads, and gently folded her unblemished hands.